Hello, and welcome back to the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you can learn interesting things about what is happening in our world. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for joining us. Today, we will talk about the Internet and your right to privacy. Is there something about you out there that you would like to keep secret? What can you do about it? We will give you some thoughts from the experts. Then we will talk about American politics. A leading Republican Party advisor says that Hillary Clinton's health could be an issue if she decides to try to become this country's first woman president. Those are two items that will get you thinking. This is As It Is from VOA. The European Court of Justice recently ruled in a case involving the internet search engine Google. The court said that Google must sometimes, on request, remove links to reports containing personal information. The case has led to a public debate about this right to be forgotten. Many people are now asking which is more important, the right to privacy or the freedom of information. Glenn Gabe is president of G Squared Interactive. The company has provided digital marketing services to businesses, business leaders, and movie stars. He says many people have something in their past that they would like to remove from the Internet.
They went to prison, right? And maybe 10 years ago everything happened, and everything's still showing up in Google on page one, even though that they paid their dues.
Mark Rottenberg is head of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He agrees with the European Court of Justice that privacy is a basic right.
You have to consider the ability of individuals to control the dissemination of information about themselves. That is, in many respects, the core of free expression, how we choose to express ourselves or not to say things or do things. That's, you know, what makes us human.
In the United States, a number of privacy activists disagree with the European Court's Google ruling. Jules Polonetsky is head of a group called the Future of Privacy Forum. He says the ruling is likely to limit the freedom of information.
So if someone can tell search engines or news aggregators or maybe bloggers, sorry, that information tells us about some individual, that individual doesn't want to be found, you need to take it down, the effects really could be dramatic. It breaks the Internet.
The European Court ordered Google to remove links containing personal information about a Spanish lawyer. He asked the company to take down links to his 1998 tax problems because the information was old and no longer important. The right to a free press is noted in the United States Constitution. But the right to privacy is suggested only indirectly. Jules Polonetsky says the right to public information must be protected.
So it's a real blow to transparency if legal public information can be obscured simply because somebody decides that it's information they'd rather not be available.
Mark Rottenberg disagrees. He says the European judges did a good job of balancing privacy with press freedom.
And what the European Court of Justice has done with this decision is to say, in effect, you know, search is an important service, but it has to be done in a way that protects privacy.
The court ruling will be costly for Google and other search engines in Europe, but it is not expected to affect their U.S. operations anytime soon. Americans will be electing a new president in 2 years. Many people expect former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to seek the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party. Last week, a leading advisor to the Republican Party angered her supporters when he raised questions about her health. Katie Weaver has more on what some observers say could be an early look at the 2016 presidential campaign.
Last week, the New York Post published a story based on the comments of Republican Party advisor Karl Rove. He formerly served as a political advisor to George W. Bush during his presidency. During a recent speech, Mr. Rove raised questions about the health of Hillary Clinton. The newspaper used the words brain damage at the top of its report. Ms. Clinton was treated for a blood clot in 2012 after suffering a concussion, a minor brain injury, in a fall at her home. Hillary Clinton has not publicly commented about what Mr. Rove said in the speech last Friday. Former President Bill Clinton laughingly dismissed Karl Rove's comments. He said his wife is in good health.
Now they say she's really got brain damage.
You think they're just trying
to? If she does, then I must be in really tough shape because she's still quicker than I am.
Karl Rove sought to clarify his comments in an appearance on Fox News television.
She had a serious health episode. This will be an issue in the 2016 races, whether she likes it or not.
Ms. Clinton says she will decide on the possibility of a presidential election campaign by the end of this year. Celinda Lake works for the Democratic Party. She studies the likes and dislikes of voters. She says Ms. Clinton can expect more political attacks if she decides to seek the nomination.
Just as people were unbounded in their commentary about Obama, they will be unbounded in their commentary on her. And that is, she's tough enough, she can take it, she's taken it for years.
A special congressional committee is expected to raise questions about Hillary Clinton's record as Secretary of State. Republican members set up the committee to investigate the attack 2 years ago on the American diplomatic offices in Benghazi, Libya. The attack resulted in the deaths of 4 Americans. The former Secretary of State defended her actions and decisions during a Senate hearing in 2013.
Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Carlin Bowman is an expert on public opinion. She says Republicans often attacked Hillary Clinton during the 8 years her husband served as president.
There's a base of opposition to Hillary Clinton. It's part of the Republican conservative base, and that's not inconsequential, but I think she looks like a pretty strong candidate at this point.
Ms. Clinton has written a book about her years as Secretary of State. That book, called Hard Choices, will be released next month. I'm Katie Weaver.
Thanks, Katie. We know that many of you around the world listen to the program on shortwave, medium wave, and FM radio. But if you have access to the Internet, you can learn and improve your American English much quicker. Go to learningenglish.voanews.com and check out our website. First, click on the link that says Audio in the blue bar at the top. Then click on As It Is. Finally, click the audio link under As It Is, and you'll find podcasts of all our programs. You can listen to them anytime you want, or even download them and save them on your computer. You will also find all of the words for any program written out for you. You may read them off your computer screen, or print them out and save them for later. We suggest you practice reading the words we say while listening to us say them. You may want to try imitating your favorite VOA announcer and talking like he or she does. We think it is an easy and convenient way to learn English. And best of all, it's free. That's all for this time, but stay tuned if you are listening on the radio for more Learning English programs up next. Then, at the beginning of the hour, you can hear all the latest news from around the world. Thank you for spending some time with us today. We hope you will come back tomorrow. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington.